Well, on similar themes here, the family of a teen who was violently thrown to the ground by a New South Wales police officer say they want the officer charged. And in the Northern Territory, four one-time detainees in the Dondale Youth Detention Centre have won an appeal in the High Court, which has unanimously ruled it was unlawful for prison officers to tear gas them in 2014. Oliver Gordon reports.
What? Oi!
Yesterday, this video of an unarmed teen being thrown violently onto the ground by a New South Wales police officer caught the attention of the nation.
What the f*** is this? He's in pain, but I've never...
Today, the sister of the teenager arrested, who also wants to remain anonymous, reacted.
This is not acceptable. No child should ever have to feel targeted and unsafe about the people employed in the communities who are supposed to be the ones to protect and create a safer environment for all. This police officer must be charged so we don't have to deal with another incident like this. And I truly hope this is a turning point within our community and with the police.
The officer involved is now on restricted duties. New South Wales Police Officer Mick Fuller says an internal police investigation will determine whether excessive force was used.
There was probably other ways that the officer could have dealt with that matter, no doubt.
New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott backed the review but said people should be careful with their comparisons.
Sydney is not Minnesota, and the situation that we had 2 days ago in Sydney was not unprovoked.
Monash University criminology professor Jude McCulloch says it's important police have a clear understanding of when it's appropriate to use force.
Police acting appropriately as a civilian police force are entitled to use the minimum amount of force necessary to protect themselves, others or property, or to arrest someone who's committed an offence. They're not allowed to use force in a punitive way. It doesn't matter how annoying or if the police officer feels like someone should be taught a lesson, that is not their role.
The professor has done research demonstrating what she terms a militarisation of the police. She believes it's important these two bodies maintain an appropriate distance at all times.
If a police force takes on a paramilitary or a military role, this really undermines community cohesion.
The policing, or over-policing, of young Indigenous people isn't just sparking discussions in New South Wales. Today, four former detainees of the Dondale Youth Detention Centre in the Northern Territory received a High Court verdict. Judges unanimously found that when the four teenagers involved in the case were tear-gassed by prison guards in 2014, that act was unlawful. Lawyer John Lawrence was not part of this High Court case, but represented other Dondale detainees in the Royal Commission into Youth Detention in the Northern Territory.
At last, albeit too late, the law has brought down the correct decision.
The lawyer believes there are clear parallels running between what happened in Dondale in 2014, what happened yesterday in Sydney, and what's happening overseas in the US.
More often than not, inquiries and inquests discover who is responsible when, but then this is where this society fails. No one is actually brought to book. I don't care how much chemicals you use, said Chief Executive Officer Ken Middlebrook when he made the call to gas Jake Roper and the other five kids who were locked up. So that was unlawful, but you won't find anybody that's done these things having been held responsible. And that's why America is in the state it is now. And I don't see any reason why those same issues and complaints won't occur here eventually.
Lawyer John Lawrence with our reporter Oliver Gordon.